All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back to our show.
Yes. So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm great, actually.
Okay, blessed and highly favored.
I'm amazing. Blessed, highly favored. Too blessed to be stressed is what the old folks would say.
Gratitude for the... Have you heard that?
What?
Londrell?
No.
He makes conscious music. He'd be like, gratitude for the...
No, I haven't heard it. But hey, gratitude for the...
Yeah.
I am good. I had a really great weekend. A hot ass weekend. But it was good nonetheless.
What did you do?
Let the girls know. I was at Lovers and Friends.
Lovers and Friends.
Yeah, is that, that's that?
Oh, that's
that,
Jared's that's song.
Yeah, that's Shan's
podcast intro music. Yeah.
So I was at Lovers and Friends Fest in Vegas this weekend. Chai hot.
What was the temperature? Like, what was it giving?
It was like 98 on one day. Woo! And then like 101 Sunday.
Desert heat.
The desert, exactly. But it was good. It was good, but the heat kept me from doing a lot. Okay? Okay, she was kept from doing a lot. It's so funny. So my mom and my stepdad came with us, y'all, which was cute. She did not bother me or irritate me.
Good.
No, it was good. It was pleasant. It was a pleasant experience. Not that she always bothers me, but you know, we haven't done that. We've never gone to a festival. And I was like, girl, you know, you've never gone to a festival. She's like, yes, I have. We used to festival all the time. I said,
jazz festivals.
I said, that's what I'm trying to say. Mama, jazz festival don't count. I said, jazz festival don't count. Because before she was asking me, where we bring our chair? Can we bring our chairs? I said, it's not that get down, girl.
It's not that. It doesn't give that. It gives up and on your feet.
Period.
You are moving and you are grooving.
Exactly, exactly. But she was with it. She was like, I got to go catch next. I got to go catch Joe. Oh, girl, that's my... I said, okay, period. Enjoy it.
Girl, yes.
Yeah, so it was a nice, pleasant time. There was one time I had to sacrifice her, though. Not sacrifice. I was like, I got to get out of here. Okay, so.
Sacrifice her.
Not in that kind of way. Not sacrifice her, but I had to sacrifice our time together for my convenience and
comfort.
Comfort, okay. Yeah.
What happened?
Because, so her and Jack were in the VIP area, and I had the all-access wristband. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm about to go over there and watch this. I said, I'm about to go too, but I'm about to get a ride down.
Oh my, no.
She was hanging out. I said, Ma, I'm gonna meet you. I'll get over there. It was so hot. We were bringing them back and forth, but I was like, girl, I'm about to give me a little ride.
Yeah.
I got to enjoy the luxuries, right. The privileges. Come on, I'm just now getting here.
Right. I need to use the access that I'm provided.
Oh, but it was a good time. I did not drink a lot. That heat, I already knew. I said, I'm not going out like that. You know, drinking in the fucking heat.
Oh, yeah,
heat?
I don't drink in the heat like that. I will not drink in the heat because hell no.
Hell no. I was like pounding water. I had a Truly and that was it. I said, I'm done. And then on Sunday, there was a little pool party situation. Now, the girls who follow us over on Patreon, y'all know that two years back, I think during the pandemic, my man took me up to Temecula without the appropriate clothing. Remember?
Right, for the wedding.
I said, this is the second time that you've done this
for the wedding.
So Andres was supposed to be DJing all day at Lovers and Friends. Therefore, I packed on Saturday and Sunday. So I packed for Lovers and Friends.
Two days of Lovers and Friends.
2 days of festival and really one day of festival, another day in the trailer. So I was not anticipating being out, nigga, like that.
This and one thing about this girl, she's going to pack for exactly
what I need.
She never considers other things. We came to Mexico and she had lounge shit. And I'm like, girl, where's your looks?
I know. Luckily, I did pack a few extra things, a few night like dresses and stuff like that. Two. I actually packed two, but I wasn't prepared for a pool party because I thought we weren't going. So then the next day he's like, yeah, we're going to go to the pool party. I said, what? What? Number one, I packed my beater ass Air Force Ones. I'm like, babe, I have my beaters.
Festival special.
Yeah, exactly.
He was giving festival special.
The festival ones. I'm like, nigga, I got my Air Forces, my beaters. Why would you tell me now that we are going to a pool party? So the next morning, I'm like, I'm up. I'm at Fashion Show Mall.
Getting me a look.
Trying
to piece together something to be pool party appropriate.
I said, babe, I cannot be in a cargo. I cannot be in a Levi's short at the pool party. I don't want to be looking like I don't belong. And one thing about me, I'm going to do any and everything to feel my best.
As you should.
I can't present anything
no,
less
because
than.
Then that knocks your confidence. You're not confident, showing up Brittany. The way you should walk in. It's not walking up with head up, shoulders back. It's walking in like, well, we're here.
Yes.
I'm here. I didn't know I was coming.
And I already knew when I stepped in and I was appropriate after I got my looks together. I said, I knew it. I'm feeling so much better now that I'm in this as opposed to what I would have been in feeling when I would have been in what I brought.
That part.
And I seen people I knew. I said, oh my God.
That's the fuck. That really is the worst.
I was like,
don't
luckily,
see people
I'm
you
together.
Know not prepared.
Right? I'm together. Right. You know what I mean? And everybody looked so fucking cute. I was like, everybody's looking cute and I would have been looking boo boo. And I told him, he was like, babe, you got your look. I said, yes, babe,
you have to
know you are with a woman who cares. I care.
And that be the thing. That's what I always communicate. I say, you know what? I'm a woman who cares. When I step out of this house, I care.
Exactly. I got to be together. Otherwise, I won't go. I told him if I didn't find anything.
I won't go either.
It would have been yo-yo. You on your own. Just go and come back. I cannot. So it was good. I got my look. I felt confident. I was drinking. I was very mature in my drinking this weekend.
Okay.
I had two French 75s and in between I was drinking hella water.
Cause it's hot.
It's so hot. You and I was like, I'm not going down.
You're out in the heat. It's not giving controlled air conditioned environment. It's giving you're battling with the elements.
Exactly.
And I've been to Vegas on some wild and drunk girl shit. And I mean, when I tell you Vegas,
It'll wipe you. It'll whoop you. It will whoop your ass.
It'll
and
whoop
pull you by
and
your coochie list. Yeah, exactly.
It'll whoop you and it'll cook you. Because not only did I get whooped, I was about 4 shades of blacker. I came into the hotel room and I said, I'm black as fuck and I'm whooped as fuck. I'm just tired. Why am I looking like a slave?
A nigga.
After a pool party.
Black and cooked. Yeah. That was a vibe. So I was being very smart, hydrating in between each drink, full bottles of water, not even just a few sip, a full bottle. So I didn't even feel drunk. Andres, on the other hand, toe up.
He got toe up. Damn, like, what was he doing? Taking shots?
Yes, you know that's what he was doing.
Oh,
and then
hell.
He gambled
See,
for an
what,
hour.
That's what happens.
He gambled
what,
for
did
an
he
hour.
Play poker? Russian roulette.
Yeah, roulette. And he won.
Or roulette.
He did.
It's
roulette.
Russian.
It's roulette.
It's just roulette.
Yeah, he won and he had 2 pineapple and tequilas during that time. And I just had 1 margarita and I was good. I'm like, yeah. I woke up feeling good. He slept like 12 hours.
Damn.
We came home. He was like, let's take a nap. I already knew we weren't going nowhere. I said, it's done. We were supposed to go out to a strip club that night. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, we're actually done. We're done. So, yeah, it was a great weekend. I had a great time. And now we're back.
We're back.
How was your weekend without me?
My weekend was chill. I had your dog.
She did. TT duty.
Yeah.
TT.
So chilling with the pups. You know, we really had a good time. We took a long walk.
It was a rest. You seem like you had a restful weekend.
I did. I was taking care of self. Mm-hmm. We took long walks to the cafe, sat, had breakfast. Beautiful cafe. We should go. It's called Green Table Cafe on Pico.
Yeah.
It's vegan, plant-based. They have good shit.
Okay.
What is it with bee pollen being added to everything all of a sudden?
I know.
What are
the
benefits of bee pollen?
I mean, you know,
is it
every
superfood?
I think it is. Every few years, there's something that comes. Like, acai was a thing. Matcha was a thing. What else?
Spirulina. There's
yes.
always something.
There's a thing. It's always a wave of...
Well, it's bee pollen now. But yeah. Anyway, thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Good.
And just did things for self, okay? Mm-hmm. Went to Sephora, blowing a check, getting things.
Yeah.
Did a little shopping, photo shoot coming up. Mm-hmm. I had a great, relaxing self-care weekend.
I'll say
that.
Good. I think I might do that. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah.
I might.
Pour into self, take it
easy. It's going to be Memorial Day weekend. And there's another festival. And I'm just like, I'm kind of burnt out on like being outside in the heat and the whole bit. And
where is that one?
Like Bakersfield or some shit. It's lightning in a bottle.
Another hot.
Yeah, lightning in a bottle. And I'm like, I'd rather do the family thing.
What is a lightning in the bottle? Like what type of music are they? Is it like electric?
I think it's giving more like.
Techno.
No, like Catra's there. It's
I know,
giving,
but he can
flip and flop.
Right.
It's giving, I have to do a little more research, but I think it's giving like Burning Man, but less maybe.
Okay, right. Burning Man without the burning.
Yeah, the man's not burning. So I don't know. I don't know if that's my vibe right
now. Yeah.
So I might be like going off into the desert or wherever the fuck.
I'll be in Florida.
Yeah.
For a week.
Miss you. Yes, exactly. Heart is breaking.
I'll be gone for Memorial Day weekend, so we'll see what that's looking like, what that's talking about.
Yeah. We shall see. Anyway.
So, anywho, we just want to encourage you all to continue leaving your ratings and reviews. They greatly help the show, and we appreciate everybody who pulled up and left their rating and review.
If you haven't and you are a Spotify listener, please go over and rate this show over on Spotify. Really simple. You don't even have to leave any words. But 5-star chicks deserve 5-star reviews. So do your thing.
We do. So I'm going to read the review of the week coming from She Is Me. 3-5.
Her is I.
My real friends. Hey, besties. You gorgeous women are a gift from God. You guys have given me the inspiration to try new things, love on myself, teaching me boundaries, and help others to do the same. Keep up the great work. I love it here. A++++++++.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that so, so much.
Yes, we do. So we also had a few homegirls join us over on Patreon. If you've been living under a rock, it's basically our exclusive membership community. We give you more of what you already love. And if you have the funds, join us over there.
If you have the funds, you can get in on the fun.
Exactly.
Funds equal fun.
You can't spell fun with funds without the fun. So, who are patrons this week?
We have Zaria. Hey Zaria. And we have Kissin'Tene.
She said it.
Kissin'Tene.
Kisani Tane. Hey, boo. Hey, hey, Nene.
Hey, Kisani.
It's giving Kisani. Nene. Yeah. Hey, Nene, girl. Glad to have you over here
so
with
glad.
Us.
So thankful. So
on great. The wild so side. Like Normani said.
Ooh.
Yeah. And this week, we're actually going to be doing our check-in and having a bunch of extra little tea up there. So if you want our business, join us over there.
That's where it is.
So this past week, we talked about managing stress.
We did.
I was like, what the fuck did we talk about? We talked about managing stress and also shifting our perspective on what it means to be stressed, because we've learned and explained that there's good stress and there's bad stress. Of course, too much of any one type of stress is not good for us, learning the differences can help us
thrive.
Thrive, exactly.
Can help us manage, can help us have a better mental health, which is what we're preaching about this month.
Yes.
During Mental Health Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm. So if you haven't already, get on back there and listen to that episode.
Right. So, continuing on this beautiful journey in this beautiful series, Mental Health Awareness Month, we are going to be getting personal today. We're going to be getting personal, yeah.
Like you guys ask, like you girls ask.
Yes. So, you know, we realize that so often we are always inquiring about how other people are doing. And very rarely do we take the time to go inward and just assess, how are we doing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That takes some intentionality.
It does.
That takes some thought. And it takes some time. And we just be floating through. I can say I just be floating through.
Same. Like, I'm right next to you. Float on. Float
We're
on.
In that float tank. No, no fucking swim cap.
Yeah.
Float tank, no swim cap.
Listen.
So what we're going to do today is a life audit.
A mini life audit.
A mini
on air life audit.
A mini life audit. So, what is a life audit, you ask? Is when you take inventory of the things in your life, your mental space, your physical space, emotional space, your daily habits, the people in your life, your relationships, all of those things. We're doing an audit.
Yeah.
We're seeing how these things make, how we feel overall, how these things contribute or take away from the way we're feeling.
And like many audits, if you worked in retail, if you ever audit your finances, an audit just helps you assess where you are, helps you stack up where you should be and where you currently need to go.
Yes.
Right. It's like helping you really evaluate your goals and where you are
currently. Yes.
Yeah. How can we get to where we want to be?
And the reason why doing audits are important and essential is because when we're regularly assessing our life, all we have to do is make small changes to get back on track versus feeling like, whoa, I got to do a whole
overhaul. That'd be me. I'm like, I got to wipe the slate clean.
Like we're waiting till January 1.
Yeah. It gives new me, new week, new me.
And personally, I have been feeling all over the fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I've been feeling. I've been feeling kind of
red turtleneck.
Yeah. I've been feeling red turtleneck where I'm like, you know what? Let me get down to the basics and figure out why am I feeling red turtleneck? What needs to be adjusted? What the fuck am I doing? What am I not doing?
Mm-hmm.
So that I can get back on track.
So Brittany's already told you guys why she feels like she needs to do a life audit, because she feels like she's red turtlenecking. But here are some other signs that are screaming, bitch, life audit.
Yes, life audit me. Yes.
Yes. So you've never done a life audit. That's an easy one. Maybe all your shit, you don't feel like you're super chaotic, but it's like, let me just do an honest assessment of where I am and what my goals are, how to really like practically look at my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's an easy call. Nigga, I ain't never done it. Let's get it. Simple.
Also, if you feel overwhelmed, that's usually a key indicator for me. There's a lot on my plate. I need to figure out what's going on. Sometimes overwhelm just hits you like a ton of bricks. It's like, what the fuck? Why do I feel overwhelmed? Why do I feel like anxious?
Yeah, chaotic.
Period.
A lot of things. Maybe you feel unsettled, right? Or even unfulfilled. There's a lot of us who are walking around here, baby, with our sleepwalking. It's giving, I don't know what's next for me.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Like, I don't really know what's next for me. I don't know how to get there. I don't know what makes me passionate. I don't know what wakes me up in the morning. And I just feel, blah. Maybe it's time to really take a good inventory of where you are in your life.
Mm-hmm. Or also, like, feeling stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing whether to go left or right.
Dead stacking instead in the middle.
Big stagnant energy.
Yeah, not a big step up.
Which doesn't feel good.
Hell no.
But we can live in that space.
We can.
But we don't want to. And yes. We don't want you to.
Maybe you have gone through a big life change, right? There's a new job that you've started. There's a death. There is a new relationship. You might be stuck in that liminal space. We did a really good episode about the in-between of like something starting, something ending and something starting and just being in that, what is this? So maybe you're in that phase of your life.
I've been kind of feeling like that too with some of the changes we have on the horizon. Mm-hmm. Being pretty big and very new and just feeling like a life audit would be very beneficial at this point in this transitional space because we've never done this before. And it feels equally exciting and scary.
Yeah.
So, auditing. Also, if you feel like your emotions are controlling your actions, it's okay to have emotions, but we don't want them motherfuckers control. We don't want them driving the boat.
Yeah.
We want to drive the boat.
Yeah.
And have the emotions in the passenger seat. You get in the passenger seat, but get the fuck out of the driver's seat. I want to be in the driver's seat and not letting my emotions make me all topsy-turvy.
Period. Or if you're just feeling unlike, something's off. You don't know what it is. You can't put your finger on it. Just something doesn't quite feel right. That happens a lot of times where you can't really like identify, is it school? Is it work? Is it my man? Is it my family?
Yeah.
You just don't know. You just feel like, damn, I can't put my finger on it, baby.
Right.
Sometimes you have to step back. Look at that thing. This takes a lot of intentionality. Y'all, my eyes been itching so bad. Honesty, intentionality, mindfulness to say, why do I feel the way I feel? Why am I not feeling anything?
Right. And that's a great point because sometimes we just feel like, where's the joy? Where's the purpose? Where's the meaning? I'm getting up every day.
Yeah.
I'm doing things, but kind of to that unfulfilled feeling. It's like, I need something that's giving me a little more. I want to feel passionate. I want to feel happy. I want to feel like, you know what? This is really igniting a spark in me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so many days that flame gets put out by doing things that we just don't want to fucking do or we don't enjoy doing. I know a part of me feels like that when I'm going to the WMG, the white man gig. It's just like, I mean, this is doing what I needed to do. In one sense, but in another sense, it's just not.
It's just not doing anything. Maybe you're a mommy who sets a goal and crushes it. Mm. You might be a goal-setting girl, honey, and you just keep leveling up, but
it's still not
you're
giving.
Not satisfied. You're not satisfied. Some of us are those kind of people.
Yeah.
You know, we just keep going, like people who go to school hella much. Like, I was one of those people. I only could see not my value, but life only made sense to me being a scholar. Like, okay, I'm gonna just go to school. I'm gonna just go to the next thing. I'm gonna just get the next, keep. And it's just like, okay, what am I doing all this for?
Right. Or sometimes we've had this conversation kind of last week where we are acknowledging what we want to improve, but not acknowledging the things that have improved dramatically. Mm-hmm. It's like, there is a lot of success and level up, but there's still something that's making us feel like, but
it's not.
It's
we're
not giving.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I needed to give.
Yes.
So that's where we're here at the audit. Lastly,
I wanted to sing a song. Bring it to the altar so we can do an audit.
Oh, no. Lastly, you may need to do an audit if you're just ready for some personal growth.
Listen.
You're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're ready to grab life by the handlebars. I say,
baby, I'm grabbing it by the bottom of its ass.
Sometimes I feel like life has me.
Yeah.
By my neck.
Yeah.
Dragging me, and I'm like, you know what, life, fuck you. Yeah. Let me grab you by your neck. Get your hand on my neck.
That's
and let me
you,
grab,
exactly. Let I want to grab life
by yours.
But that little piece of booty at the bottom. Get here, life.
Come here, life. Come here, life. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Come the fuck here. You ain't going to be shaking my ass. Why are you making my ass shake? The fuck? Yeah.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Wild.
So anywho.
Yeah.
Those are some signs that you might need to do a life audit. I know the girls are probably saying, yes.
I agree.
Standing in agreement where two or more gathered. Yeah. Yes, we're here because we are here some way, somehow. Some of these things resonate. Maybe they all resonate, but we're ready to take the necessary steps so that we can get our shit together.
And be better.
Period. So you're probably thinking, okay, where do I start?
Yeah, that's what I would be thinking. Now where? Now let's get it.
How do we say, okay, I have recognized that I need to do an audit. Now what? So there are so many areas in our life that we can include in this audit. We can audit how we spend our time. We can audit our productivity. We can audit our effectiveness, our skills.
Our education. We're just going to read them off, y'all, because it's a fucking list. Our education, our health, our finances, our fitness levels.
Mm. Habits.
Mm-hmm.
Character. Yeah, we're going there.
Character.
We're going there. Sometimes you need to fix your character.
I've had to do a little audit on my character. I too.
Once people, and you know how, once people keep telling you something about yourself that you don't like, but you know it's true because people keep telling you, it's like, you know what? I need to make some adjustments here.
And it's okay.
It's not becoming. I don't like it.
No.
Multiple people are telling me this thing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. We can audit our relationships with family and friends, our living conditions.
Mm.
How clean is the home? How organized is it? Do you feel comfortable in your space where you're spending so much of your time?
Yeah, you can audit your creativity, how happy you are, your energy level, your career, your spiritual life, your leisure time.
Yes. And then, like we mentioned with ways to identify if you need an audit, you can audit how well you're doing when it comes to achieving your major life goals.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be living our life just off of goals, but goals are necessary, right? We have to set some so that we can...
Some markers.
Period. Audit how much fun you're having.
Period.
We want to have fun. We don't want to have too much fun, but we also don't want to be having no fun.
So, as you can see, there are tons of areas to audit. It's we can get very, very specific so we can really figure out what the fuck am I doing. And it doesn't have to be very broad. It can be really whatever you want it to be.
Whatever you might. Remember that song?
What?
Whatever you might want it to be. What is it?
Don't know it.
Did that only stay in the Bay?
It was one that didn't translate down here. It didn't make its way down the coast. I don't know that one.
What is it? Whatever you might want it to be.
I don't know that one. I don't know.
Now I'm like Jack popping my collar.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is take a look at each of the areas mm-hmm. in our lives.
Yes.
And we have to be sure that we include anything that's taken up our time, our energy, our mental capacity, our physical energy. And really, this is just going to show you that you might have more going on than you truly think you do.
Don't we all?
Yeah, because sometimes you don't feel that way.
I know.
Because you're lacking routine, you're lacking consistency, you're lacking discipline. Everything just starts flowing together. Not mm-hmm. even flowing, nigga. It's just mm-hmm. going together.
Yeah.
Where you don't feel like, oh, I have time for this, I have time for that, I do this. You can't really clearly compartmentalize your life and see it for what it actually is because you're just floating.
Right.
When really, like, when I think about it, like, we have a lot going on. From the outside looking in, like, my boyfriend always is like, babe, you are busy. Like, you do hella shit for the podcast. And I'm like, no. But it's because I just wake up, go to work, scrambling some podcast stuff in between. Nothing in my life is like, this is this time for this. This is that time Girl. For that. This is this time. So it can feel
like a lot. It can feel like a lot. And that's when it starts to feel overwhelming. Exactly. Because you feel like, oh, I don't really have that much going on. But then you're wondering, why do I feel overwhelmed?
This is almost, you know, anxious? How I feel? Like my life, how my life feels? Like if ADHD was a life or Except ADD that part, was a life, right?
That part. It's giving big ADD.
ADD personified is like, I'm doing this. Okay, I put this down. And then I do this. And then I go to work. And then I put this down. And then I do something for the podcast. And then I stop. And then I cook. And then I get on the phone. And then I... how?
Yeah.
That's why. We need some organization. And we need some discipline. And we need some consistency so that things feel seamless. So I'm ready for my life to feel seamless.
I'm ready for my life to have some seamlessness as well. Some order.
Some ease.
Some ease and like a more sense of fulfillment. Not that I feel unfulfilled because right. oftentimes I do. But there's moments where I'm just so in the chaos where it's just like, what the fuck's going on? Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're going to really get, like we said, do some self-introspection. And start to ask ourselves questions because that's the way we're going to get the answers. Again, we have to be very honest with ourselves. We have to take our time. We have to be intentional. And we're doing this so that we can deepen our understanding of ourselves and our lives. What the fuck is really going on here?
Yeah. Tapping into and our self-awareness.
That part. So there are some journal prompts that you can use. You can use this for like long form journaling or you can make a list. But based on the areas where we said that you can audit your life, you would be asking these questions. So how satisfied am I with each area of my life? What feels the most meaningful and purposeful? What doesn't? What's going well? What isn't going well?
What are my greatest joys? What is causing me the most stress? Refer to last week's episode.
Right.
How am I spending my time and energy? What feels unsettled?
And in general, how am I feeling about my life right now? What dictates my current decision-making process? What am I most proud of? What is usually going on in my head? Thoughts, emotions, your inner critic.
That's self-talk, baby.
Somebody said, what did it say? It said, I don't spend a lot of time on earth. I'm mainly in my head.
Oh my Same. God.
But yeah.
So we have chosen a few categories that we just want to candidly chat about here on the show and do a live life audit mm-hmm. with you all. We want to build more space where you guys feel like you know us deeper and just, I don't know, connect more.
Yeah.
Connect
Let
more.
You know that we too are struggling.
We too.
That's why we bring these episodes to you because they spark interest in us. Then we're like, this will probably.
This feels like home.
This will seem like something a girlfriend can use, right? This is how you have conversations. Like, girl, I'm tripping. I'm overwhelmed. I'm this. You know what, girl? You should do a life audit.
Yeah.
I had to do a life audit. Now I'm feeling way better.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. This is the beginning of our life audit.
This is the beginning. So you want to kick it off?
So, yeah, one of the categories that really stuck out to me that I think sets the foundation for all the other shit in my life personally, it may not be like this for anybody else, but it's the daily life. Mm-hmm. My habits, my routines, my overall lifestyle, that sets the tone, baby. Mm-hmm. It sets the tone. So what I realize is that this area of my life could use the most improvement because I'm lacking routine. I'm lacking consistency. Mm-hmm. It's like, every day looks different and not in a good way. It's like in a what the fuck way. Yeah. Some days I'm waking up and I'm eating all three meals. Other days I'm not eating any meal. I mean, I eat at least one.
It's just such a stark difference from like a baseline.
Right. It's like, you know, some people know that. For you, for instance, you have a smoothie. You have your lemon hot water with lime. Mm-hmm. Smoothie, at least that. If nothing else happens, that happens. Mm-hmm. My life isn't like that at the moment mm-hmm. because I'm waking up and I'm just like, okay, I got to get on a call this quick. Oh, I got to wake up this early to do something for the podcast. There's no set routine there that's ensuring the essentials that I need for whatever part of the day are gotten.
Yeah.
And when it comes to these meals, honey, I need my meals.
Yeah.
I need my meals and I'm realizing that I have a different relationship with preparing food than I've had in the past. I just don't be feeling like it. The energy, the thought process, the creating of the menu, the going to the store. Yeah,
it's a thing.
You know what I'm saying?
You really do. When it comes to getting yourself ready for the week, that's one thing I can't miss out on. I can't not do. Just because I'm pretty particular about my food, so I just be like, fuck it, let me make sure I at least have lunch every day. You know, so which drives me
to do that part.
Yeah. But it's good that you recognize that, hey, I'm not in that season right now.
I just haven't been in. I know what it takes. I've been there before where I'm like, okay, every Sunday, every whatever day right. of the week, I have my meals pre-planned out. I have the ingredients that I need to get. I go to the store. Yeah. And I'm getting what I need for the week. And then, you know, it goes from there. I haven't been in that space in a hot ass minute.
Yeah.
And so there's a domino effect. I don't prepare for the week. I don't have the necessary meals. There's supplements I need to take that need to be paired with food. Mm-hmm. Those are falling by the wayside. Right. So you see what I'm saying? It's like, bitch, that whole area of your life is in a frenzy. So mm-hmm. it's like, what do I need to do? I know for sure that with my current role at my white man gig, it's from start to finish. Like, I have to have some pre-prepared, pre-planned meals in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Because another thing, I'm spending money on Postmates. That's an additional fee. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if I need to go to every table, home chef, whoever it is, to make sure I have what I need so I can just go in the refrigerator, pop it in the microwave, or whatever I need to do in a quick way mm-hmm. so that I can have my meals.
Yeah, and have some peace.
Period. And some order.
And some pounds. Peace and pounds.
Peace and pounds. Peace and pounds. Also, I'm realizing that I really just need to get my ass up earlier.
Yeah.
I wake up and it'd be almost time for me to get on the computer. I need to start work. I need to get up and I need to allow time for me to do whatever I want to do for breakfast. Mm. I like to take walks in the morning. 35 minutes for that. And whatever else I want to do in the morning to where it's not me just going straight into work.
Yeah.
I need to get up earlier. The time that I've been getting up is not a vibe. It's not working in my favor. I also am more productive in the mornings when I sleep with an waking up with an alarm clock and my phone's out of the room
mm-hmm.
because I am conditioned to where if my phone is next to me when I wake up, I'm going to get on it, I'm going to start doing shit, and I'm going to be on there for a good 35 to an hour.
Yeah.
So
damn. Like, really? When you first wake up? 35? Because
my
just
body
chilling.
Would naturally wake up and I'm like, I don't got nothing to do right
yeah.
now. So,
I don't
got to
be at work yet. So I'm
going to just be on my phone, time pass away. And then it's like, okay, now you have to get up and get to work.
Yeah. And then
and
you
now
just
you
lost
just
all that time.
Fucked off
mm-hmm.
an hour
yeah.
or so doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So my phone needs to not be in my room. Because if I get up and my feet touch the floor, then I'll start doing other things. Okay, let me go on a walk. Let me brush my teeth. Let me wash my face. Let me, you know,
yeah,
do something productive.
Yeah.
So though that's what I have assessed in my daily life mm-hmm. habits that can use some adjustment.
Okay.
What about you?
So, because I wrote some things here. I'm definitely lacking discipline and consistency in my everyday routine,
mm-hmm.
my everyday life. My routine is really all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
There almost isn't one outside of me just waking up, going to work and coming back home. So I would love to establish a balance in my routine that creates more ease, more flow, that allows me to exercise my creativity and more than that, my productivity. Because that's the piece that I feel like I'm getting up. I don't be doing shit. Like I said, right. It's just so like work, home, work, home, work, home. And I feel like I don't have a life outside of doing what I have to do.
Mm.
So changing this would look like establishing better time management,
mm-hmm.
which looks like. So a first fix, immediate fix was changing my work schedule.
Mm.
So, y'all, I just want to let y'all know. And, you know, some of y'all who follow me on Instagram be dragging me, sending me memes about being late.
Because you put it out there that you be late.
It's, but not too much. You seen that girl on TikTok? Not too fucking much. Not too much. You didn't see that, no? Okay, anyway. So, they be dragging me, though. But I changed my work time, my start time. Initially, y'all, it was 8 to 4:30. Then my director was like, what time would you like to be here? And I said 8:30. Okay. Because she does be late. 8:30. So I said 8:30 to 5. And my mindset behind this was that, oh, I'm going to get up. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to be at the gym at 5. I'm going to come home at 6. I'm going to do my devotional. I'm going to be doing my routine. And then I'm going to start getting ready at 7. I'm going to leave work at 8. And
but you'll be waking up at 7.
I'll be waking up at 7:15.
Okay.
And I need to be out the house at 7:45. And it's just...
it goes downhill.
It gets chaotic, right? So now that I've realized, yo, you don't be doing none of that shit in the morning that you say you're going to do, go to work earlier. So I've switched my start time to 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., pardon me. And I feel like this will allow me more time in the day to build more consistency with my gym routine, to do the things that I want to do, because it's like the day is over. Work is over. Now I have time to either go to the gym in the evening, because when we were going in the evening, it was consistent.
Yeah.
We were going straight there doing our little 5 to 6.
Yeah, we were doing what needed to
be. And then back home. So the gym, I'll have time to relax, right? Still have some daylight. I have time to work on the podcast, whatever it is that I need to do, because currently going at 8:30, I spend so much time away from home. That's really what it is. So I'm anxious about getting back to home because I don't get enough time to just like be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up, leaving work, commuting for 45 minutes, being at work for eight and a half hours. I'd be right. Fucking there longer than I'm supposed to. And then I got to sit in traffic for another 45 minutes to an hour. Not to mention when we be here recording on Wednesdays, I don't be getting home till
whenever.
Damn near 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like being dedicated and committed, because that's really what it is. I need to have discipline, get my ass to sleep on time, wake my ass up on time, get into work. And really committing to a better work schedule would allow for me to have time to do the things that I really want to do and not just the things that I need to do.
Right.
Where I feel fucking chained to this sick way of living.
Right. We have to control the controllables.
Exactly.
Because
often
we complain about work sucking up so much of our time, which is a fact, but also something that we have. It's a constant, right? Mm-hmm. It's here. It's present. And so what can we do to maximize and make our lives the most efficient and enjoyable with this known thing being here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so like, yeah, it's getting up earlier for me. It's changing your work schedule for you. What am I going to do to work with the shit instead of against the shit?
Exactly.
Because I end up getting hurt in the end. And it's like, girl, now you're fucked from the front, back, side to side.
Yeah. Like, although it takes dedication or like discipline to wake up, I feel like it's going to be the most beneficial for me.
Because
today,
so.
Getting off at 3:30, 3:40 and getting here already, I was like, oh, cool. I'm ready. I don't feel that when that feeling of like, oh, I want to get home starts to rise up. I could just like, it's OK. Like, it's not fucking 8:00. That's what makes me feel like I want to get home. I still got to cook. I want to enjoy my partner. Right. Because I've been going all day. It's just all these little things where now I'm just like, I have time to do all the things that I want to do.
Right.
So I feel like this is going to be a big change for me, and recognizing it and tapping into the self-awareness is like, what are you going to do to make a change? What are you going to do to be right. better? Because I'm tired. I'm about to be 34 and I'm sick of it. What the fuck? Period. That's how I be talking to myself. You're too old.
Yeah.
What's next? Anyway.
So yeah, that's some good realizations, awareness that we have. And now it's just like, do. So I'm thinking if I need to start getting up like at 6.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And if I'm done with my routine in the morning, whatever that looks like.
You used to be really on your morning routine shit.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I had to commute to work. So it's like, what was the shift? Because now I'm not even commuting. I'm walking to the living room. And I think I got conditioned to just be able to get up later.
Yeah.
And still be to work on time.
That's the piece. That's what that 8:30 start time did for me. I was like, oh, I'm sleeping until 7.
Yeah.
Now Andres walks the dog in the morning. So that really, you know.
Frees up some time.
When you feeling like, I got to walk the dog. I got to do everything. I'm a single parent. I got to get my kid to daycare. Things hit different.
Oh, hell no.
Things hit different, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see how this goes. We'll come back. We'll have to do an audit update.
Audit
to
update.
Let you guys know, you know, where did we stay on track? Did we fall off? What the fuck happened?
Let's give it 60 days because okay. It takes 60 days to build a habit.
90, I thought.
90? Between 60 and 90.
Okay.
The elites do it in 60.
We're working with an elite from nothing to something.
The elites do it in 60.
From nothing to fucking something. Okay, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. So another area that spoke to me was the digital space, auditing the digital space, the social media, technology usage, digital files. Believe it or not, that type of shit can create some chaos and disorientation in your spirit, okay? It can cause anxiety. It can, because you know what? We have all, let me tell you something.
I know your emails are sickening. Bruh, they're sickening. You probably have 2,000.
10,570 emails. And honestly, truly, based on the research, reducing this number of unopened emails can make me navigating my phone screen and just finding things that I need to find, like in the emails.
Why?
So much more pleasant, because I get so many emails from people that I may have ordered one thing from. I put my
and when
somewhere.
I see that, immediately I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Dedicate some time. It probably, honestly, truly, Brittany, I really will help you take.
Get. I've done it before, and there's some things to help. Okay. Unroll.me can help unsubscribe you from all of the shit that you don't want to be subscribed to.
And once your shit is clean, once you have a clean slate, as soon as it comes in,
delete.
Not delete.
Unsubscribe.
That's what I do. When I see some, I order some shit from whoever, wallpaper.com. I said, I ain't even interested.
Don't leave you alone.
I'm not even interested no more.
They just
I unsubscribe.
Don't leave you alone. It's like, look, I ordered one thing. I did not want to opt into the fuckery and the foolery. If it's
and
not
I
bringing
opt right
me value,
the fuck out.
Then I don't want it. And most of the shit don't bring me value.
And you know what I had to do too? I had to be real honest with myself. So initially I had signed up for a little Savage X Fenty subscription. You know what I'm saying? Getting my little things up. And I said, I'm not even using this anymore. I always cancel it. If you have it, you already know the vibes. You can cancel it before the 5th and they won't charge you the month for the membership.
So you kept doing that every month?
I kept going in like, oh my God, it's the 5th. I got to cancel. Oh my God, it's the 5th. I said, I have not bought anything in a year and a half.
Okay, cancel.
It's giving cancel membership. I canceled it. And now I don't, if I happen to be like, oh, I'm in the mood to do a little something, then I'll go on and buy it, whatever.
Right.
But as soon as something comes in
that
I'm not interested in no more, I get out.
You did that same thing with that Ivy box.
I did.
That shit kept coming.
I said, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
No more.
The wilted Ivy.
I'm done.
I got
my things.
So I'm definitely going to go through and clear out these unread emails. Another thing that I can do and that y'all can do, that we can do, is removing any of the unused apps on our phone. Most of us have over 80 apps on our phone and we only use 10. So the apps that you use to maybe edit some footage, you're just like, I don't even do that shit no more.
Take
or,
it
you
off.
Know what
yeah.
I'm saying? I used to have this at a point and I don't use it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Create some digital space.
Yes.
Save some memory on your phone.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We don't need all this shit on our phone.
Yeah.
On Instagram, social media platforms, do a friends list sweep. Maybe there are some people who you followed out of obligation, or maybe once you removed and now you no longer are. Clear them out. If you can't clear them out without it being no funk, mute them.
Mute them. This one nigga who followed me, I thought he, remember, okay, I'm terrible at Greek world.
Right.
So I thought he was somebody who was like,
I remember you were like, there are sands.
And
this
I'm
is our
like,
sand. I said, that's definitely not him.
How did I know? He was like,
because he had the same name.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only thing he was like, what's up? I'm like, hey, how are you? Da, 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 da. You know, we had a little convo.
That's why you need to know you're talking to. You're just going through the pleasantries. Don't even know.
Girl. And he was like, oh, what's cracking on this time? I'm tour managing. I was like, he's tour managing now.
That's how I knew that wasn't who she thought it was.
I'm like, nigga, you went from graduate to tour manager? How? When? So he popped up and started messaging me again. I said, remove me from your friend list. Remove me. I don't need to even show up in your highlights of people's stories to watch. Remove me. He messaged me talking about what's going on in Vegas tonight. Nothing. Nothing for me. Nothing for you. Take me off of your list.
Oh.
And in a minute, you will be blockity, block, block, blocked.
Right.
I don't like that because he was.
Wait, so you just, he's not following you anymore.
No, I removed me from his friend list.
Right.
Because he started getting weird. I'm like, hold on. Why are you being weird
to
me? I'm like, it's giving no.
Girl, I will block a motherfucker so fast. Blink of an eye. You weird, block.
Period.
Don't come over here being weird.
Block, block, block. The way I barely be responding to people. It's giving goodbye, goodnight.
So yeah, I definitely have like hella pictures in my phone that need to be deleted. That's usually my playing activity because I do not be behind that Wi-Fi. I don't have a book or I forgot my headphones or something, I'm like, let me go through these photos and get to deleting. Oh, shit, that don't need to be on my phone. Maybe it's an old relationship. Screenshots, you know, memes and shit. I've already sent them. Bye.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Yeah, get rid of them. Mm-hmm. They're done. The moment came and it went.
Well, we'll be on the plane next month, so you'll have something to do.
I'll be on the plane next week.
Oh, shit, you will be. Okay, period. Jet setter.
I was on the plane with Dwayne.
There you go.
And also just reducing screen time. That can feel like you're over. That can make you feel overwhelmed, unfulfilled, no direction.
Let's see what your screen time, because remember it was 11.
Bitch, I don't know what it is. It was not.
And you said it was 11 hours. You said it's 11 hours. Let's get to it. Let's see it.
She want
to
put me on blast.
I mean, we're being honest. Life audit. Because we said we were going to reduce our screen time and we were working on
9.
Okay. Let me see what mine is. Let me see what mine is. It's at 9. Damn. Oh, no, it's not. I was like, hold on. Ooh, it's at 7. It was at 6. What the fuck? It was because I was on TikTok last night. Sorry, my bad. I was on TikTok last night for 2 hours and 12 minutes. That was...
Yeah, sometimes I binge on TikTok. Sometimes I binge. Sometimes I watch YouTube on my phone, too, so that makes my screen time go up, FYI. And I'm listening to Audible.
On Monday, it was at 7 hours. Ooh, see? The other day, it was at 10 hours.
Well, right now it's 9. I don't know what I would like it to be at, but just keeping it low. Yeah.
I've noticed that putting that
downtime
window or whatever it's called on my phone I usually do it from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. is bomb. Because in the morning when I want to get up and immediately be like, let me see what's going on Instagram, it'd be like not until 7. And I really, really love that shit. So that
I need
helps.
To do that because mine starts at 7 to 12.
7 p.m. to 12?
No, 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. because I'm like, I need to really, when I start work, really zone in on work because I will turn on my computer, log in, and then get to scrolling.
No, I put mine on at night, too. Like, I just want to get in. I really need to extend it until 8 a.m. That would be bomb. 9 a.m. even.
Yeah.
9 a.m.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think those are some great findings. Mm-hmm. As far as digital space. Mm-hmm. So finances. So this is mainly understanding our use of money, our relationship with money, figuring out, honey, how that thing talk, how that greens. That's what we want to talk about. So.
And that made me think of that City Girl song.
What?
Where does pussy talk? URL.
Yeah, whatever. I didn't know the words. Yeah. I didn't know the words. So this category mainly spoke to you. Do you want to elaborate?
Yeah,
on this?
So with the finances, I have found that separating my money into 4 accounts works the most efficiently for me because it's telling me what my money is doing for me, what I want it to do for me. So I have 4 accounts, and the way that I break it up is my bill account, my savings account, my kitty account, which my kitty is for me to get sweet treats and things mm-hmm. that I want. Mm-hmm. And then my spending account. So my spending account is things that aren't bills, like if I have to go to Target, gas, food, things like that, right? So breaking the money down like that really just, like I said, it helps me feel like I have a grip on what's going where. What's in the kitty, I know, can be spent leisurely.
Yeah.
You want to spend $1,000, $600 of that on whatever, that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
Cue the usher. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're not pulling. It's not all in one pool because sometimes when it's in one pool, you're spending differently, right? Because the number that you're looking at might have you thinking you can do this and that. I know one thing, though. Before I had 4, I always had 2. Bills.
Yeah,
I don't play with those games. One thing that will be forever separated are my bills because I don't like feeling like I don't have what I need for my bills.
Yeah. I've had my 4 accounts for a few months now. I already knew what I said. No. Fuck no. I need to see my kitty.
I had 3 and then you encouraged me to get 4. I said, that is such a good idea.
Period.
Because
I'm like, the kitty.
Big ticket items that I want.
And that's what made me start separating. Yes. Because we started paying ourselves out for the podcast, right? So I was like, oh, this extra money that I get, like my main money comes in from my job. And that I know I got to take care of shit, right? My rent, my bills, my savings, and then my main account, which is what I use, like spending for whatever else. Right. And then we started paying ourselves from the podcast. I said, I don't even want that in my main account. I need that to
all... starts getting spent for bills.
Right. I said, I need all that money to stack up because there were some big ticket items that I was seeing. I'm like, okay, if I know I got X amount of dollars in there, it's for the taking.
Right.
And some things I want to save up towards and I can look at like, oh, I've raised this amount of money.
And now I can get my things.
Now I can get it. So I've found that it's the most beneficial for me, especially like even plane tickets, just things that are going to cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Already know it's allotted. You've been moving money over there. When I went shopping this weekend, unexpectedly, randomly, guess where we're at?
Kitty.
It said it's coming out of my kitty. And I didn't trip because I already knew. That money's already accounted for.
That money is there to be spent.
I could spend. Exactly. It's there to be spent. It's no tea. It's water off a duck's back, baby.
Right. And it's really helping reprogram because I've had this weird relationship with spending money. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the money that you can do whatever you want to do with. Instead of the money just sitting there growing, of course, we want to save some. But there's some things I want to get too. And this is money that's been allotted just for that purpose.
It makes it so easy.
If it's a concert, if it's a bag, mm-hmm. if it's a whatever. Shopping, whatever it is, it's coming out of there.
It makes it so much easier. And you feel so much less stressed or anxious. You ain't got to be like, okay, but this coming out and then yeah. No, you already know. That money is there for the taking, baby.
Spending how you want to spend it. And it just provides more structure. It provides more organization mm-hmm. and it provides a purpose.
Yeah.
My money has a purpose. It's purposeful when it comes to these bills. I have to save some. I got to do what I got to do, gas. Mm-hmm. But then I got to treat myself too.
And you know what else? It can let your savings strictly be your savings for a rainy day.
Yes.
Like, nigga, I don't want to merge it all together. The rainy day is for the rainy day and the kitty is for the kitty. It's not being touched.
So where do you put your money for like, when you say rainy days, is it like if you got to get tires?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing too. I'm like, if it's over there, if I got to get tires or a car issue, you're if coming it's like out a of
large,
the
yeah, large item purchase. Or at that time, I'll decide if my kid, if I don't
savings.
Got, yeah, if I don't got nothing coming up where it's like there's plenty of money in the kitty, then fine, take it out the kitty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You decide. Up to you your decide. Discretion.
But it's just really like building for me. Yeah. It helps with my relationship with money.
Yeah, yeah. You can easily walk into the mall and say, give me that.
I say it for you.
It's coming. So a category that's stuck out to me was spirituality. So this is your connection and your understanding of the world around you, right? So spirituality and religion.
The world above you.
That's it. And I'm glad you said that. Okay. Spirituality and religion are going hand in hand for me.
Yes.
In this category. And right now. So I strongly desire to have a deeper relationship with God, my creator. And a lot of what's been keeping me from deepening my relationship is discipline, right? It all goes back to me. It all goes back to my ability to just to commit to doing whatever it is I want to do. Saying what I want to do and like, what is the work that's going to take to get there and doing it. I be lazy, y'all, even in this area.
Same. And it's sad.
I really be lazy.
But it just goes to show where the life audit is. There's improvement that needs to happen across the board.
There is. And I can pinpoint it. Pop, pop, pop. Because I really want to dive in deep. And I'm like, but why am I in the shallow end?
That part.
It's because, you know, it takes a lot of work to be able to spit that word. My Adrian.
Second time.
Oh, nigga. I said, second wow. Second that girl time. Will have you feeling. She's really anointed. She's
is,
called.
Girl. She is called. She has sent me on Sunday. I was being more intentional with my spirituality and like, you know, just taking the time to connect. And one way that I connect is through the gospel music.
Yeah.
The gospel music. There's the gospel and there's the gospel music.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'm listening to my gospel as I'm riding around the city doing my things. And Adrian has sent me her eyebrow place. And I said, thank you. You're an angel. Mm-hmm. And then she sent me this gospel song. She said that we were on her mind and she sent me this gospel song and it was a beautiful song. And I'm like, this is right on time. I'm listening to my gospel. Right. This is getting added onto the playlist and it was a beautiful song. And I said, this is the type of shit that makes me feel connected.
Period.
To the source.
It does.
Because I was listening to those words and I'm like, this is the type of shit I need to be listening
to. All the time. Keeping it in your rotation.
You saw the best in
me. Period. I just want to be in the sanctuary with my hands up, getting filled. Woo. Okay, getting filled. That's what I want. And another big issue is that the pandemic happened. That really messed up my routine because I was in a routine.
Good flow every Sunday, getting fed.
Literally, it was getting fed with the word and then fed after church.
Feeding self.
That was our routine.
It's that like, was a routine for a while.
We're going to church. We're going to have some lunch or some brunch after.
And anything else was happening after that.
Period. Podcasting stuff.
Day party, whatever.
Yeah, it was like, we're going to church in the morning. And the fact that I've moved, one church needs to open up for in-service.
I feel like they just completely...
Said virtual me. No, open the doors to the sanctuary.
I know. I've been waking up. Well, God, I've woken up.
It don't hit the same.
I've woken virtual up two Sundays and did the virtual. It doesn't hit the same as in person.
But it hits?
I was hit.
So okay.
I might not have been knocked down, but I was hit. Yeah. There was some impact.
Wind was knocked out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that also put a little, threw a little wrench in my plan. Being so far away from my home church and figuring out what I'm going to do in the midst of the pandemic, it was a lot. But I know... Also, I was saying that I'm very inspired and I'm very inspired by Adrienne's connection to the source, right? To God, her ability to draw on that word, to
and
speak.
Her ability to always bring it back there.
Speak, right. This girl really knows how to speak. She talks that talk. Perfect. It's easy. And I said, I want to be a woman of the word. That's it. I want to be a woman of the word. I want to be able to tap into my bag and be like, Lord, but you said.
Well, here he said.
Right. I want to call on it like, God, but you said this. It wasn't me. It was you. And I'd be like, hold on. What did he say? I'd be looking at her like, girl, tell him what he said. I'd be having to tell
him. What was
said? I said, Adrienne, tell God what he said. Tell him. What did he tell you? Okay, girl, that's it don't need to be that vibe. So I know that I get my little dose of scripture and my little dose of word when I'm in my devotional.
Yeah.
So I really have to be committed to waking up, scheduling some time. I used to be on fire for Christ. I'm going to admit it. I was on fire back when I was a young girl, like 18.
I was last on fire in 2020. And then it's just like, I got what I needed and said, put the lid on the candle. It's like, put it back.
Yeah. Light me up, Lord. But I was on fire at one time. I was always in my Bible, going to Bible studies, girl, on Wednesday, doing a thing. I said, I need to tap back into that person. But it comes down to discipline and not being lazy and wanting to actually do the work.
And being intentional.
It's the intentionality. So I need to utilize my devotional. And also, I know that I want to go deeper than that devotional. Yeah, that's also what's in me.
The devotional can just be a part to guide you.
Yes.
Or little small bits and doses. But yes.
The devotional is like, okay, we did it. Because sometimes I found that in my morning routine, I was like
checking
it off, right? Like, okay, I have my water. I did that. That it becomes like a habit, mechanical. And then I'm like, okay, I just read my devotional, close it. And then I don't get a chance to like meditate on it, sit with it, talk to God, listen to God. I just be like, I read it, done. No, that's there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
And I really need to spend time. I need to spend
time. We need to start a small group.
It's us.
I'm talking about for the
word. No, a few months ago, it's getting real personal. This is how it is on the check-in, y'all. So
right.
If you want this kind of vibe, you better join Patreon. Yeah. But a few months ago, I was like, man, I want to just be like, Lord, I give it all to you. What we doing? How we rocking? And she was like, let's submit it back to him. Mm-hmm. And we did a little...
baptism?
It wasn't a baptism. The guy was not in water.
It gave
a recommitting of life.
Okay.
It was I said, tell me what I need to say.
So what'd you do?
She just like gave it was kind of like a walk. Yeah, she was like, this is what you're gonna say, and then she just walked me through it, and I said, and I love you for it.
But I was thinking small group, because when I was listening to the book, The Art of Gathering, she was talking about the purpose of different groups, like based on the numbers.
I need to finish that.
And she was like, based on how many people are gathered, that changes the intent of the gathering and what people take away from it and, like, you know, how everything's coordinated and all that. And she was like, you know, a lot of churches do small groups with, like, 3 to 6 people where they dive deeper and they create a deeper bond around whatever it is they're trying to learn. And I said, I need a small group.
I'm sure Adrienne would love to small group with us.
Yeah.
Like, okay, on... Tuesday nights from this time to this time, we're going to have like some sort of Bible study or some sort of word gather. I feel like we should totally do that.
Because I need to be led and guided.
Period. I'm like, she's new here. She's old, but new.
Some places I'm not self-sufficient. I can't get in, but I need someone with understanding.
Yeah.
To guide and lead me because, you know.
Every time she brings a word, I'm like, yes.
Period.
You got it. So, yes, I do want to get deeper and just feel better equipped to face whatever the day brings because I know I got him on my side. I know he's leading. There's only one footprint in the sand, baby. There needs to be one footprint.
Okay, that part. Okay, so lastly, a part that a category that really stuck out was community.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting with and giving back to the community. Obviously, we have a community here, but if I'm being honest, sometimes I feel like there's a disconnect between us. Like, yeah. You guys look at us as your best friends in your head. And, of course, when we come here and we talk, I feel like, okay, we gave something. But I feel like there can be more
connection. There's more to give.
There's more to give. There's other ways to connect, which is why during this audit, I'm like, I'm so happy that we're doing these in-person events coming up because that's an opportunity to connect in a way that we just can't connect. It's kind of one-sided.
Right.
Like, y'all are connecting with us through the microphones and the audio and YouTube or wherever you're looking. But we don't really get to connect with y'all. We really be connecting with us.
Yeah, we connect with each other.
But then we don't get to connect with y'all.
Yeah, we've had one event, our first live show in 2019 was when we just started getting steam around, okay, live shows, linking up, you know, that vibe. And then, of course, the pandemic hit. So we're really
new in the community.
New, yes, in the community space, in the gathering space, in the connecting space. And like Brittany said, it definitely gives... You know, I feel like when we show up here, this is a very comfortable space and there's so much muscle to exercise in other areas. And we do want to link up with y'all. We do want to build this like very robust community and back and forth with one another and just be patient with us. Right. Because bitches just got here. We've been podcasting for a long time, y'all, but it takes so much intentionality. Mm-hmm. All this goes back to intentionality. All of it goes back to effort. All of it goes to discipline, commitment. It's all tied into one another. And we're learning how to raise this business up in a way that it's not just a business, that it's a brand and you guys feel connected to it and you feel inspired by it. It just takes time.
And we feel connected to it. Yeah. And we feel inspired by it too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing more meetups and link-ups, and I don't think it's a secret. We've been talking about it. We have two live shows that are coming up, one in L.A. on the 23rd. This is the first time y'all are formally hearing it.
Yeah.
But we've been talking about it. So the first live show is July 23rd. It's going to be here in L.A. in the Arts District. And then we have another show, August 27th. It's going to be in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope... all of y'all come out. Also, fuck it. We have a retreat.
We do. We have a retreat coming up.
Yeah.
It's going to be in 2023, January 29th.
Yeah, to February 5th. It's going to be in El Salvador. We're taking the girls out of the country. It's giving the international base.
Because we are two girls who love to go out of the country. We have so much fun and we connect on deeper levels when we go on our out of the country friendcations. And so we want to involve more of you in that experience so that we can connect with y'all. It's just a different vibe. When you go out of the country, it just unlocks something.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it's just different.
It's different.
So we're excited about the retreat. We're really excited about the tour as well. And just being able to meet y'all in real life and connect on a different way. Connecting on the internet in the capacity that we can to like.
Yeah, we want to do better with that. We know
I don't be saying shit sometimes because it be in my head.
Everything be in my head. Out of my. You remember that Ashley Simpson song? No, you don't.
I'm glad you know me because I don't.
Anyway, yeah, sometimes, I mean, not sometimes, all the time. It's hard for us to get on the internet. This space here in front of this camera, in front of these mics is so different to being on the interwebs.
Yeah.
Which you would think, it's empty. Oh. You would think that it's like y'all can get on the mic. Y'all can talk freely. You can talk candidly. We've built such a safety net around this space that it's just really hard to fucking translate on the internet. But
every medium is different.
Every medium is different. But I do want to get better at connecting with y'all because this is just like a once a week fix. We talk. Y'all get what y'all need, and then we see y'all here next week.
I know, and I feel like we are missing the opportunity to actually engage with y'all about the episodes.
And, like, and just in general, as people, we are really just people.
Right.
Like, it's not just about the episode. Like, we want.
I'm just saying, like, that's an opportunity where I would like to have, like, some back and forth conversation about
definitely
what we talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think just getting to know us, because it can seem one note. Here, you guys get the best of our personalities, baby. It's fun. It's funny. It's raw. It's real. It's all of the things. Mm-hmm. And then online, not so much. It's giving flat. It's giving, where are you, girls? But that's changing.
Yeah.
Because we are doing this life audit. We're recognizing the areas that we have opportunity in. And the transparent moment is that, yeah, we got to do better. We got to do better. Because we are people, but you know the vibes.
Right.
We're doing better.
Intentionality, authenticity in everything that we do.
Mindfulness in everything that we do. And the girls just got to show up and show the fuck out. Because period. Honestly, life's too short. What the fuck are we holding back for?
I mean, it really is. We only get one life. This is not a dress rehearsal.
It's
we're
really
in the
not.
Game.
Nigga, it's
we
started.
Are on the stage.
It started.
The time is now.
It was actually yesterday. It was actually last year. But here we are today, making a change. So we, I... really enjoyed having this conversation.
Me too.
Getting a little bit deeper with y'all. Hopefully you take some audit and inventory of the areas of your life where you are spending a lot of time, spending a lot of energy, using a lot of resources, and figure out how can I use these resources more efficiently, more effectively, so that I can live up to my highest potential.
That part.
Drop something. Connect with us. Drop wherever you're listening. Drop a comment.
Drop where you're from.
Drop it.
Let us know what areas of your life you want to audit. We'll extend this conversation over on Instagram. That's mm-hmm. just the easiest way to engage at the moment. So
yeah,
that information is down in the show notes. We don't have an additional segment this week, but we will be back next week wrapping up this series.
Yes. Love y'all.
Love you so much. See you next time.
Bye. Thank you.